Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Highland Vixen by Mary Wine. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. 1. 1572. She was not afraid of him. At least, Helen had told herself so 100 times over, and had even made certain to tell Marcus Macpherson the same when he was glowering down at her. Yet the truth was, she was running from him, and that bit of truth left her cheeks warm from temper. She snorted, finally pleased with some part of her circumstances. Standing in the rain, looking out over a deserted moor, she needed any way to warm herself, even being disgruntled. Her fingers were frozen, and beggars couldn't be choosers after all.
"Having second thoughts, Helen?"
Helen turned to look at Brenda Grant.
"No, simply enjoying a view that does not include Macpherson Castle." "Ye were there a long time,"
Brenda spoke softly, her tone hinting that she wasn't convinced by Helen's answer.
"Long enough to consider it home."
Helen shook her head.
"It is no me home. That's why I left with ye."
She felt something tugging at her heart, but was determined to resist naming it. She'd made the choice to leave, so there would be no dwelling on anything left behind. One of the Grant retainers burst out laughing. He was sitting with his comrades farther up the hillside from them, in front of a fire. The men had built a crude shelter for the women before withdrawing to what was likely thought to be a respectable distance to preserve their good name.